Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Well, everybody, ready. Fasten your seatbelts tonight. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We have got a fabulous, fabulous show for you today. And I'm your host, Dr. Pat. And if you want to find out more about us, go to our website, drpatlive.com. Many of you have been asking us about the Pay It Forward Angel campaign that we've been creating. And in a few days, you're going to be able to see on our website how you can become involved. And so we've been busy in the, in the background, sort of getting this campaign ready. It is the first of its kind. And it stems from a passion of mine that I learned early on when I was sitting outside in my car at the age of 17, pretty much without a home, and I looked towards another person to help me out. That was the first experience I got with what it means to pay it forward. And on that day, I was asking a hotel manager to give me a room. And so this has been a passion and a purpose of mine to figure out how we can continue to help each other. The reason I'm even on radio is because on the back of my crust-busting card, the first one I ever printed, it said that I wanted to reach 1 million people and help them live life full out. And what happened after that was purely magical. I had no idea I would be here today getting ready to have a conversation with a phenomenal healer, somebody that does extraordinary work, and be able to talk to you about a campaign that is all about giving for giving's sake. So many of you will receive an email from us, and if you don't belong to our email list, you probably will want to. And in that email, it's going to be very simple. It's going to ask you if you'd like to receive gifts, free gifts, and be part of our Pay It Forward Angel community. And over the next 3 months, we have been given and gifted to pay forward to you many, many other very special gifts, healing gifts, 4 days and four nights in Mexico, and the list keeps growing. This is not a one-time event, and that's why we ask you to participate. We're also going to ask you to tell 5 other people and pay those gifts forward. There isn't any hook. Nobody's going to sell you anything. This is simply a way to get the vibration and change the world. Many times we're often asked, is there anything I can do? This is going to be something you can do. And so please be on the lookout for what we've got coming your way. And there's much more to it than that. So I'm so thrilled to be able to share this with you and just to share what it means about having so many people come forward, people like my guest, Mary Jane Mack, people that want to contribute. And when you see what this list of gifts and tools and other items are, we're going to make this the best holiday season ever, and that's our goal. Tonight's show is also about living your best life. Mary Jane Mack's joining us here today. She is one of the most renowned CRA experts on the planet, pretty much. She's a practitioner as well as a design clinical nutritionist. Thriving is her middle name. She's also a medical intuitive. She's somebody that we've had on the show before, and so tonight is a call-in show. You're going to be able to get solutions to whatever is ailing you. And tonight, taking on a really tough topic, at least it's tough for me, boosting your immune system for cold and flu season. Mary Jane Mack has been a regular on the Dr. Pat Show for several years now and continues to help people worldwide. Her skill far exceeds the boundaries of a telephone or a computer. And many of the stories that you're going to hear tonight are real. And so, Mary Jane, thank you so much for joining the show. It's great to have you on. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Oh, it's great to be on. I'm happy to be here for another exciting night.
So boosting your immune system for cold and flu season, you know, I think recently we've talked a bit about the immune system and what it is. We've seen a lot, certainly in publications. But, you know, let's start the conversation with the immune system, what it is, what it does, and what happens when we don't take good care of it.
Well, your immune system is what keeps you healthy. It's what keeps you in everyday life to protect you from your environment, from chemicals, from medications. If you should take medications and you have a poor immune system, you can have a reaction to it. It prevents you from getting a healthy immune system prevents you from getting autoimmune diseases, from inflammation and different types of arthritis and any type of itis, inflammation in the body. The immune system helps protect you from that. And right now we're talking about the respiratory, especially immune system, during cold and flu season. And when you have a healthy immune system in every area, then you're able to fight off the things that you're exposed to or the flu. Your own body has the innate ability to take care of itself. Today, I mean, if you go in every store, even in the airport, they're giving out flu shots. And people are going for quick fixes instead of thinking about what does their body really need to stay healthy and be able to get through every day in this different environment. Because right now, in this time of year, everything's closed up and everything changes and you're exposed to the more close-knit groups. And our immune system can be weakened.
Well, and I think this is really the time to get some serious advice about how to take better care of ourselves. I interviewed Cheryl Richardson today, and what was really fascinating about the conversation with her is she certainly shared a lot of personal information, Mary Jane, but I'll tell you, one of the things that she talked about is extreme self-care. And we are so bombarded from every direction. You know, stress becomes almost our middle name. And I don't think we can say enough, but I think it really is, you know, a really good point in time to talk about all the stress right now that is really infiltrated our society, more or less. I mean, even people that weren't stressed 5 years ago are stressed. The children are stressed. The dogs are stressed. Cat obesity is at 54%. So the question then becomes, wow, what is going on?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter where you are or where you're going. It's the talk about the what's going on with just jobs and housing, and the family isn't as secure as it once was. People are in jeopardy every day over their jobs, and it's been going on. And people, when they're looking forward to the future, they're not sure of what's going to happen. So they are worried about their kids. They're worried about their daily life. And then people, even when their things are going well in their life, they're still stressed about their kids and their kids' activities and all the things that they have to do that they put upon themselves. And so stress is, I mean, the mom's taking the kids to all their activities. The stress of having to get your job done, stress, people worry all the time. And it's like Dr. Versinal, one of his famous sayings is he just doesn't worry. When you're stressed and you're worried all the time, things just don't get better. And it's time to take time to take some deep breaths and think about what is really going on with you and who's in control.
Yeah, that's really a fascinating question, isn't it? And, you know, we're learning more and more about the direct relationship of stress, right, to our immune systems, to our longevity, as a matter of fact. I mean, even to the way we look.
Oh, today it's 90% of illness is due to stress. stress related. The disease is stress related. You think about stress as something people, you know, really have a hard time handling, but stress comes from the emotions. It comes from worried about your family, worried about your parents, worried about who's going to take care of a sick mom. It's so many things in our daily life that you feel you have no control of and get so stressed over that those emotions just build and build, eventually creating disease. Mm. Because every emotion is stored in your body, and you take that with you. And so sometimes people think they're dealing with that stress, but eventually it catches up with you.
Mm. So one of the things I wanted to ask you about is, you know, given all of this going on and what's happening, you know, what can we say about, you know, the stress that comes into our everyday lives and how that leads to other symptoms, which really just tear away at our immune system?
Well, it for example, people today, they think they sometimes are in control of their health. Some people are really trying to do all they can by getting on the internet and looking up maybe what the disease they have or what condition they have, and they're looking for answers. So now they're looking at all these different internet sites, and then they're making their best guess at what is going to help them. So it's what I see is people are trying to make the right choices, but they really don't have all the information to make those choices. And then they're guessing at what's going to help them and what's going to help their immune system. So what I see is really good people trying to make good choices to do the right thing, and yet that cancer or disease or problem still creeps in, and they're saying, well, I tried to do everything I could. Well, they did the best they can with the information they had. But again, with CRA, what we're able to do is tap into their bodies with our system and find out exactly what they need and utilize the nutrition they need to come back and feel better. I see people that come in who sometimes they wait till it's late. It's not too late, but they wait till they're sick and they have a condition instead of thinking about themselves and being preventative. You know, our health is the most important thing that we have. And everybody thinks about their health, but they really don't get serious about their health sometimes until something happens to their health. And then they're already in a situation that takes work to get out of. So my goal is to help people think about their health and think about what they need before they get into that situation and think about that wellness program, not only for themselves, but for their children and their entire family. It starts with you. You have to take care of yourself. And then by you taking care of yourself, your family will follow.
Well, this is really one of the things that is so important right now. I mean, we're talking about so many things that, you know, have all of us really testing our immune systems. And part of this is really looking at this as we do go into the winter, as we do go into, you know, the season of the year where a lot of people get really, really sick. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, some of the things that I think that we've talked about are things that are showing up in everyone's life. But there are a couple things that I think I do want to ask you about and weak immune system. And I think it would be helpful if you just could give folks an example of some of the day-to-day things that we do that really breaks our system down.
Well, for one thing, what we do is just stress of everyday life and what's going on. But people that are also negative and angry and eat poor diets and they have no exercise. And the big thing is insomnia, lack of sleep, really affects your immune system. So it's like things on an everyday that you do that continually weakens your system. Eating excessive sugar, And this, the sickest people and kids I see are between Halloween and in January, because that's when everybody starts to party. Candy is a little more out there, and it's okay to do parties at school. It goes on between now and the holidays, and kids are exposed to so much sugar that then they have chronic congestion. They look like they have colds all the time. And their immune system is definitely compromised. When you see people that don't do these things or limit the amount of sugar they have a pretty, a much healthier immune system. But in everyday life, I mean, it's just taking care of some basic things like washing your hands and in your home. What do you do in your home on a daily basis to keep things clean? Cleaning the doorknobs, cleaning the sink, the faucets. Using your computers, and how often do you wash your phones or wipe your phones down, the keyboards on your computer? There are so many things around us in our environment that we're so busy we don't take time to look at or think about. I love when you go to the fair and, you know, they have that building where you wash your hands and then you go under the black light and you see how well you washed your hands. And it actually
shows. It's scary. That's scary.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's just think about the things in your house that you never even look at in that way and how much bacteria it contains. So, and cleaning out your refrigerator on a regular basis. I mean, how often does that get done? And by cleaning out the refrigerator, you're cutting down on the bacteria and what's in there that will make other food go bad quickly. You know, food doesn't last forever. And when people are eating leftovers that are more than a few days old, they're eating food that has bacteria in it. So it's really important to watch what you're doing, keep your refrigerators clean, keep things that you're putting into your body as healthy as possible. And another thing is mattresses, wash it and your bedding at night. You know, you could always throw your bedding in the dryer. And now a lot of dryers have sanitized in it, but even just throwing them in the dryer gets rid of the dust and freshens them up. And, you know, steam cleaners are great for cleaning mattresses. You know, now the big thing is the bed mites in the hotels and everywhere. So it's important to keep look at all these things, pay attention to them, and do what you can to make them better for you. Because when you're sleeping in a room and you have pillows that haven't been freshened or, you know, pillows don't last forever either. And so it's really important to change those pillows on a regular basis. Throw them out and get new. And the toys in your kids' room. I know I've seen a lot of kids with allergies.
I don't think toys ever get cleaned.
No.
You know what? They get picked up and they get thrown back in the toy box.
Exactly.
You know, it's not that at all. That is a whole big conversation.
It is. And it's like, you know, my daughter used to use a steam cleaner to clean my granddaughter's toys. And she was very, you know, would do that on a regular basis. So those steam cleaners for the toys that's a really good thing. The other thing is throwing the stuffed animals in the, of course, wash them when you can, but even again, throwing them in the dryer to clean the dust mites and things off of them definitely helps. So the kids' rooms really could use a freshening up more often and wiping them down, because these kids come home from school, and if you had a black lamp to look at their hands before they came in the door, you'd probably be very surprised.
Oh, there's no question about it. We're going to take a short break. Mary Jane Mack is in the house. When we come back, we're going to show you exactly how CRA works, and we're going to show you the amazing gift that Mary Jane has. As a matter of fact, we will be taking your calls. If there's something out there that's bothering you, that's ailing you, and you want to get some help and see how Mary Jane can detect that immediately, you can call us toll-free at 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And if you don't feel like calling in, I would suggest that you go to the drpatshow.com or drpatlive.com and ask a question right there on the home page, and we'll get your question on the air. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Mary Jane Mack joining us here today. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hi, I'm Don Brecky. I chose 2 years ago to get on the Take Shape for Life program. I've lost 30 pounds and kept it off over 2 years. I have more energy. I get out of bed without backaches. It's been a life changer.
Hi, I'm Dale Gardner. With the Take Shape for Life program, me and my wife lost 90 pounds together, and that was 2 years ago, and we feel great.
Get healthy with the Take Shape for Life program. Get clinically tested products from Medifast and support from a free certified health coach. Visit simpletolose.com to learn more. Results will vary. Consult a physician before beginning weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details.
Today's tip is brought to you by David Emerald, author of The Power of TED. Call a timeout every now and then. Set your watch to remind yourself every 2 hours to take a look at your intentions and actions. Have you been focusing on reacting to problems or creating outcomes? Have you been responding from the victim role of the drama triangle or the creator role of the empowerment dynamic? Take time out to review your intentions and choices, making sure that you are, indeed, focused on creating the outcomes you want in your life. That is the way of a creator. Here's to the creator in you.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Medical intuitive Mary Jane Mack, CRA expert, joining us here today. We're talking about how to boost your immune system for this upcoming season, but more importantly, for life. And we want to take you into the world of Mary Jane Mack for a moment and just give you an idea of how she works with people and how you will be able to work with her on the show tonight. And I think, Mary Jane, the best way to do that, and this is really what, you know, just I get completely in awe about. I mean, I know that, you know, people come to you with all sorts of ailments. And we've talked about that before on the show, especially with Linda's mom and her what people call miraculous heart recovery. And by the way, her mom's still looking for somebody to tell her that it was the potassium. You know, at some point you got to say to Linda, you know what, why don't you just tell her that it's the potassium, and then there we go. And the doctor says, no, it's not. But the point is that I think more people need to know about your work, and the best way to show that is really by talking about some of the folks you've worked with and what they experience and what you found.
Okay. Well, we have we see every type of person with every type of concern that you can imagine. And I'll just talk about a few things that are I've seen many, many, many times. And for example, young women coming in, young or older women coming in with irregular, abnormal pap smears. And when they come in, I should talk a little bit maybe about how CRA works. CRA is a safe analytical technique, and what I do is evaluate the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. And what I'm doing is following a system in CRA. And on the body, we have Dr. Versendahl, who is the genius of it all, has done a system where it's something like acupressure points on the body, similar to that. And these points refer to certain organs. So in this system, I am following and pointing to certain organs or glands. And the body will tell me exactly in order what the body's main concerns are. For example, if the body is made up of the nervous system, you're made up of all nerves. Your nerves conduct electricity to every organ of your body. So I like to use this example. If you fell and you hurt your knee, it would be red hot and swollen. Well, if you take your hand up, put your hand close to your knee, you could actually feel the heat coming off of it. Well, when I'm following my system and I hit what we call a hot spot on the body, I'll be holding your arm and that arm will drop when I hit, your body tells me there's something out of balance. And whether you're with me or you're in a city far away across the country, it doesn't matter because I am still following the system and I am a medical intuitive and I'm able to follow your body and your body will tell me exactly what you need. So when this client came in with the irregular pap smear or with abnormal cells, what I did was follow the system and checked exactly what was causing these cells in her cervix to be irregular or abnormal.
Well, that's a scary thing in itself right there. I mean, I don't think there's a woman on the planet that wants to get that news.
No, and this happens today in young women. It's very common, very common. So what I find is it may have a few different things, components to it. And sometimes the doctors are treating with antibiotics, and what I might find in there is there could be a chemical toxin that's part of the problem as well as an immune system that is not functioning where it should be. So then I use the appropriate nutrition to cover both areas, so it's very specific, the amount and how long they need to take it, and then in that time we see specific results and that area will totally heal itself. Because the body always has the innate ability to heal itself. And then what I do is have them return to their doctor for their regular checkup, and when they return to the doctor, this specific client was totally well. And I've seen this happen in this type of case many, many times.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
So it's a matter of finding, not just treating the symptoms or saying, let's wait and see what happens in 3 months, if it's going to be there or not, by being proactive and finding out exactly what it is, you improve that area as well as your overall general health and immune system.
And really, this is really sort of the, you know, what I refer to as the magic of this, because, you know, sometimes we go through life and we have the mystery diseases, so to speak. You know, we never really know what's going on. We get a gazillion different diagnoses. And then for the most part, the answer is medication. And a lot of times the medication, you know, does more harm than good. But we're so used to the pill, potion, and lotion in our society right now, I believe. And, you know, and it seems to be not diminishing. It seems to be growing.
Oh, absolutely. Because people are they're put on antibiotics and put on I'll give you an example. I had a client come in, and he had a bladder issue, and he had some bleeding in his urine. and he wound up going into the hospital, and he was treated first for a bladder infection. Then he went into the hospital and was tested and actually had a tumor in his bladder. It was removed, and they treated him with more antibiotics, and he still wasn't getting well. Went home, and he wound up going back and had to be put in intensive care because his body was reacting so much, and he wasn't getting over the infection. Now he was giving more antibiotics. So after being treated there, was sent home, still had the infection, and was treated with more antibiotics. So now he's on, by the time you get down to the last couple antibiotics, you know they're using the big guns, the biggest that they have. And when he came in to see me, he still had the bladder issue. And yes, he did have the results from the tumor was that he did have cancer in an early stage. However, the whole issue is he still had the bladder problem that was not taken care of. So what I did was put him on nutrition to support the bladder and also his heart. Because we look at the other organs like the bladder, the prostate, other organs, if the heart gets tired or has been in low energy for a long time, then it's the other organs that take the hit. So if the heart was supported in the first place and the brain, then the other organs would stay healthier.
Oh, I mean, this really is the point that everything really is related. And once you can get at the source of it, then that's really going to be the key to getting the relief and not just taking a shot at the dark, but getting very specific. If you've got a question or if you've got something going on and you want to give us a shout tonight, call at 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Mary Jane Mack is in the house. We're taking your calls. Let's see if we can give you some relief here tonight. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with Mary Jane Mack. You're going to hear how she has helped people. It doesn't matter what they are, but people from all over the world, doesn't matter what you have, really zoom in on some very, very scary things. When we come back, we'll talk about how Mary Jane Mack helped an individual with that dreaded mammogram. When you get that information back on that, boy, it is scary. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you.
back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We have opened up the phone lines. We're taking your calls, 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. If you want to connect with Mary Jane Mack, get a reading, find out what's going on. We'd love to have you join us. But before we continue, Mary Jane, what I'd love to do is I'd love for you to give out some information so that people know how to find out more about you and also to sign up for your incredible newsletter.
Okay, that's great. It's MaryJaneMack.com, MaryJaneMack.com. And on that page, you could sign up for the Facebook and the newsletter, and also 888-777-4232, and ask for Rhonda, 888-777-4232.
You know, I before the break, I was mentioning the story we're going to talk about with the mammogram right now, to give, you know, just to continue to share a little bit about what this is like to work with you, but more importantly, what it's like to get some answers. And I think really that's the biggest dilemma we face now in this country in terms of where we are in, medical and medicine. I believe we're having a shift in a lot of places in this country to move away from just getting that answer that says, you have a headache, take 2 aspirin, call me in the morning. And then the morning comes and you still have the headache. I think there is a growing, a growing population of people that are saying, no, there's got to be another answer. This can't be it. What do you believe that's from? How would you describe sort of the grassroots movement? And why do you think people are, now standing up questioning doctors?
I think because they're not getting answers, and they see it over and over again, and they see it in their families. And the statistics are today is more people die in hospital-related incidences than any other way. It surpassed heart disease. So they have that experience with their own family. And people now, you go to the doctor, you're not on 1 pill, 2 pill. Within 3 or 4 visits, you're on 7 pills. So I think people are tired of it. I see that every day when they come in here and they've been to the doctor and been through that. They don't feel any better is the big key. They don't feel any better. And today people are becoming more aware of obesity, more aware of what the food is out there. And they want to change. They know they're not going to live long if they keep doing what they're doing.
You know, I made a comment earlier in the show, but it wasn't really a joke. It was a real statistic. And, you know, I brought a pet specialist on the show not too long ago, and he said that 54% of the, household cats in this country are obese. That's 54%.
Yes, yes. There's so many chemicals in foods, for pets. And so many chemicals in the, that contribute to that in pets. The other thing is neutering pets and spaying pets, that's all a good thing, but it also can affect their hormones and their pancreas. Like for cats, the incidence in diabetes is higher than ever. And that has to do with food, and it also has to do with their own health.
Mm.
So we look at, I do see cats, and I talk to people on the phone about their cats, about their dogs, about their horses, and we're able to determine exactly where their animals are and what they may need to get back to good health.
Yeah, and I want to mention to everybody, that also goes for you all out there. If you've got something going on with your animal friends, then you want to give us a call as well. We'll be able to check that out. Mary Jane will be able to check that out for you. 888-815-9756. I want to get back to the story about the mammogram because I recently had a mammogram myself. And so I know what it's like, to be in that waiting period, right? Especially
exactly.
When you're trying to find out, how is it? I was not. Now you do have to wait. And the idea of having what you refer to as an abnormal mammogram, I mean, that scares the life out of women these days. So tell us a little bit about, you know, the client that you had.
Okay. And again, I've seen many clients like this. They have a mammogram. It may be abnormal. They're not sure what's going to happen yet. They may be going to go in for a biopsy, but they've come in to see me first. And what I do is, again, the CRA testing, I evaluate I could pinpoint the exact area where it is by just scanning the body, and the body will tell me where it is. And then what I determine is we do a score from 0 to 10. So I just determine exactly where that lump or area is at. Say if it's a 3, then I know. Then I test the body to find out exactly what the body needs to get that area back to a 10. And again, it could be a couple different things. It could be part of the thymus gland. It could be a chemical that's also in the system that's aggravating it. And by using specific nutrition for the body, we're able to get that area back to a healthy 10. So the body again takes over and is back to normal. And then when they go back to their doctor and are retested, everything is healthy. So we like to get them healthy before they go back
to the doctor. Exactly, exactly. You know, I want to go back to an earlier conversation we started about autoimmune, because we are talking about the immune system today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for many people that have not heard the term autoimmune, there may be, we should give a little explanation. But right now, millions of people know of autoimmune type diseases. They may not know them with that label, right?
Right.
But they're hearing about them. Television, every time you turn a television on, there's some new drug for rheumatoid arthritis. You know, something like that that's going on. Fibromyalgia now. And so let's tell everybody what the flip side of this is. What autoimmune is.
Oh, the autoimmune, it's when your body no longer has the ability to, you have more inflammation in your system and your body does not have the ability to get back to normal. And so like some of the autoimmune category, for example, is like Graves. That's in your thyroid or Hashimoto's. It's lupus, mononucleosis. Again, MS, myasthenia gravis are all in that category, rheumatoid arthritis. It comes from the body being so stressed out and emotions and different categories that sometimes it's from injections and flu shots and different things that have changed your immune system, and your body does not have the ability to recover itself.
Well, I'll tell you that this is a level of information for many of you out there. One of the things you know is that all you need to do is pick up a newspaper or pick up an article, and it'll tell you that autoimmune is clearly on the rise. Now, we have a caller. Let's go to the phones. Who's out there joining us tonight?
This is Linda.
Oh, there she
is. Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Hi, Mary Jane. Hi, Pat.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good.
Good. I wanted to report in to you.
Okay. What's happening, Linda?
We got really good news today.
Oh, good. What is it?
My mother went for her chemotherapy today, and 2 weeks ago they had done a blood test, and her cancer markers were up when she first started the chemo to 1,200, which is not really very good, and which you know. And
right.
They are down to 168.
Wow, that is exciting.
Uh-huh.
We've had quite the journey with your mom.
I know, it's been quite a journey. But the doctor was very excited today, and he said that she probably only needs to have about 5 more chemotherapy treatments, and she's all excited about that. But he did say something weird. So that was the good news. So everything that we've been doing, and with your support and your nutrition, has helped her. And it's very, very exciting. Because her heart, I mean, she still has gone from the D minus to the A, and nobody can figure out why except for me and you. we're not telling them because she doesn't believe in it. She doesn't think it's true because she still thinks it's the potassium that she has.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, and I keep telling, and she asks the doctor every time, and they just look at her like, okay, it's not the potassium. And I said, well, she's going to keep asking you until somebody tells her, oh, yeah, it was the potassium. So I said, you might as well say it and get it over with, and you won't have to listen to her anymore. But I know that what we did with the nutrition for her, for the heart, has made a big difference. Because like you told me, it would help her absorb the medication because she's been on it for so long. And it worked. It worked.
Exactly. It's whatever we do. When people are on many medications, that's one of their first questions. How will this nutrition act with my medication? And my answer to that is the nutrition will make the medication work better so that when you go back to your doctor, you will need less or eventually be able to get off that medication. And that's our goal. And if the medication has the nutrition in the body, it could get the job done.
You know, and it's funny you say that because they've actually decreased the amount of Lasix that she's taking. I mean, she was on everything.
Exactly.
She's on Coumadin, she's on everything. But they've actually decreased it, and the doctor actually said, I can't, because I said to him, well, okay, it's because of the pacemaker and the defibrillator. And he said, I really wish I could take credit for this, but he said, I don't know what happened. And I know the only thing that we changed was giving her the nutrition. That was
exactly
it. The only thing we've done different.
And we started so simple with two pills because that's what she was willing to do.
Yep.
For her digestion.
So it's awesome.
Linda, you started to tell us something weird that happened today, but I don't think you finished.
Well, today because she's also having trouble with her blood and her red blood cells are not being reproduced by the kidneys. So he said that she has something going on with her kidneys that is causing the red blood cells not to reproduce. So he's been giving her a shot of, and I don't know what, I forget what the name of it is, and it actually helps the kidneys reproduce red blood cells. So I guess it was 3 weeks ago, because she had been having transfusions like every other month.
Right.
And so this shot has actually helped it, but I wondered if there was something that I should be doing different for her now that she's in a different place with all these things going on. If there's
exactly,
anything
we probably do. What we I would think we need to look at is supporting her spleen, and because her kidneys right now are actually good, and so what I'm picking up is she needs a little support for the spleen to help with the red cells also. And I think we do have her on some nutrition to lubricate and help her kidneys. And so we will look at her whole picture and program and just boost it up a little bit here.
Okay. Because everything else is just, I mean, he's absolutely amazed. He said, you know, because a year ago they didn't even think she was going to be around. And he said, she's doing great. She's doing great.
That's fabulous. And I love the part about how she gets out so much. Of course,
oh my God!
The winner.
I know we can't keep her. We can't keep her in. She went shopping on Saturday with my sister. Now, mind you, all she was doing was sleeping for the last year and a half, and now she was out shopping with my sister. And she likes to shop and wander around the stores. She was in the store walking around by herself for 5 hours. Well, my sister was there, but I mean, she had no support, no nothing.
Now you need to tell everybody how old your mom is.
Yeah, we should tell everybody, because you're right, Linda. You know, she was asleep for a year and a half, pretty much. Her heart was at 20%.
Right, exactly. She's 85, and she'll be 86 in December.
So the whole point of that is that it doesn't matter what age you are. If you want to be able to do what you want to do no matter what age you are.
Exactly, because her quality of life, there wasn't any. I mean, there was nothing. Was just there. She didn't talk, and my mother is a talker. She talks 24 hours a day.
And she's very social.
Oh, God, yes, very social. And even my brother made a comment. He said, I don't know what's been going on, and I don't know what's been happening. He said, but for the last year and a half, he would call and talk to her. She would talk for 5 minutes. The other night, she talked to him, and she talked for an hour.
Wow.
He says, I can't believe the difference. And he said, you can just hear it in her voice. She's doing laundry again. She's cleaning. She's going through things. I mean, it's just, and she's
that's wonderful.
All day.
That's how I want to be. Active.
Yeah, me too. Yes.
Well,
and she,
yeah, and Linda, one of the things that I think that, you know, I think it's also worth mentioning is that, you know, your mother was, as you talked about, in a severe state of depression from all of that.
Yes.
I mean, you know, the heart not working, then being depressed, being indoors all the time, getting out of breath, walking from one room to the next.
Right.
And this is a completely different woman. And really, Mary Jane, you know, when Linda says this was the only thing that was changed, you know, you have to really look at that in a very subjective way. I mean, Joan is the best control group you'll ever get.
You got that
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's great.
It's
well,
awesome.
Thank you,
it's
Linda.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. I mean,
yeah,
I think it's
you.
Wonderful.
And I can't say enough about what this has done because, like I said, it's the only thing that has changed. None of her, you know, the doctors stopped some of the medications because things have improved, but it's the only thing that we have done differently and given her that's different.
Well, isn't the other thing, Linda, also that, you know, I think you talked about the fact that she was losing so much weight that she wasn't able to consume any food. I mean, wasn't she down to 100 and what?
105, wasn't it?
104.
Yeah.
104. And
yep,
she was going to continue continuing downwards. And what is she at
yes.
now?
She's 122. And she loves it. She loves her food. Yep, and she said tonight, she said, I'm not hungry. So I made an omelet for dinner, and she ate the whole thing. I made bacon. She ate all of the bacon. She ate the whole omelet, and I put 3 eggs in it, and she ate the whole thing. She said, when I started, she said, I'm not hungry.
Oh.
Okay. And she ate everything.
That's
so
great.
It's exciting. It's very exciting.
And let's not forget to mention that, you know, she can spend 6 hours at a one-armed bandit.
That's my favorite
that
story.
Yes, that too. That too. She loves her little slot machines, and it's amazing how she can just, she'll stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning playing the little slot machines, penny machines, quarter machines, that's her thing.
And
so,
all the way out
you,
the casino.
Pardon?
And all the way out the casino.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's
well,
great.
Awesome.
It's what a great
love.
Story.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Linda.
Oh,
okay,
that's outstanding. Thank you, Linda. Wow. And Mary Jane, now, you know, you take a story like that, and it has a lot of different parts when you hear Linda talk about it. But for you, it was something very specific that you zoomed in on about a minute.
Right.
Right?
And it was
and
something
I think that's
simple
the key to
for her to do.
People. Yeah.
Yeah, simple for her to do, that she could do. And then as she got better and was able to eat and things improved, then we added something else that she was able to tolerate. But we only give what the body can tolerate, and that's why we have such great results.
So this story is really not different from all of the folks that come to see you, really. I mean, the difference may be in Linda's experience because, you know, I know she's been on air before basically at different points in time where they were really not looking at her mom living. I mean, pretty much everybody pretty much gave up to it. I mean, when your heart's at 20%, where do you go from there?
Right.
And so I think it's really important for us to make sure that our listeners know this is not a unique story in terms of the people you work with.
It's not. And that's why what I do is so rewarding. I see miracles every day in some way. And it's all those little miracles and little changes that make me so so proud of what I do, to be able to help other people be the best they can be. And that's my journey, to help as many people and empower and educate them so that they can be at their peak health and enjoy life and not wind up sitting in a chair.
Well, and really that's a great way to bring us full circle tonight. I know that, this is what you do every day. I mean, your office is taking calls from all over the country. And there's a message, a special message that you have for folks today. And I think we need to take a few moments to share that. Let's talk about, when all is said and done, what is the bottom line to all this?
The bottom line is to take time for yourself. Slow down. Remember, your health is the most important thing you have. So take good care of it. And it's take care of it today. Don't wait until it's threatened and you have to make drastic changes. Look at your family and take care of your family and be the best you can be, so you can get older and be healthy and be happy and do everything in your life that you love to do.
I'll tell you what, that is a great message. It's very powerful. Well, thank you so much for joining me here tonight. Can we take a moment and make sure everybody's got your information, website, phone numbers, email, whatever it is you want to let people know about?
Okay. It's 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or MaryJaneMack.com. And when you call, remember, just ask. Rhonda will take your call and give you whatever information, and check out our webpage and our Facebook fan page.
And also, don't forget to sign up for the newsletter. There's an easy way for you to go to the website, sign up for the newsletter, and just keep informed on how people are benefiting all across the globe from Mary Jane's amazing gift. Mary Jane, thank you so much. I mean, it was wonderful that Linda was able to call in. I know she just really literally got home, and to share that story. That has got to be so fulfilling to know that there are people that can have that kind of quality of life again.
Oh, I love it. It just warms my heart and brings a big smile to my face. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Jane. Thank you so much for all that you are and all that you do. I want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. If you want to find out more about the Dr. Pat Show, go to the drpatshow.live or go to the drpatshow.com or drpatlive.com. Until next time, I think we could all benefit from what we heard here today. It's really an interesting message from all of the 3 hours that I did today. It started out with Cheryl Richardson talking about extreme self-care, and here we come full circle with Mary Jane Mack saying that that is one of the most important things we can do, but also the message is that we don't have to suffer. We can find out exactly what's going on in our body, in our system, and get some relief, and get the kind of relief that you heard Linda talk about. Until next time, remember that you have the power within you to heal and heal the planet as well. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Well, I'm a stranger, so for you never life stunts on Curtain Call. Take your last bow. That's all. All you're gonna get from me.